Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 129. We're going to read this psalm twice. The first time from the English Standard Version and the second time is going to be from the New International Reader's Version. And after that I'm going to share some immediate thoughts and reflections on the psalm. So join with me as we read together Psalm 129. Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, greatly have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The ploughers ploughed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he has cut the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. Let them be like grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his arms, nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you, we bless you in the name of the Lord. And now we read again, but this time from the New International Reader's Version. Here is what Israel should say. My enemies have treated me badly ever since I was a young nation. My enemies have treated me badly ever since I was a young nation. But they haven't won the battle. They have made deep wounds in my back. It looks like a field a farmer has ploughed. The Lord does what is right. Sinners had tied me up with ropes, but the Lord had set me free. May all those who hate Zion be driven back in shame. May they be like grass that grows on the roof of a house. It dries up before it can grow. There isn't enough of it to fill a person's hand. There isn't enough to tie up and carry away. May no one who passes by say to those who hate Zion, may the blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. So this is Psalm 129, and like a number of the previous psalms, it is a song of ascents, a song for those who are going up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. So this is something people would sing on their way, on their journey up to meet with God. And they start off by saying, this is what we, God's people, should say, that yes, we've been treated badly. In fact, this is repeated twice. My enemies have treated me badly since I was young. My enemies have treated me badly since I was young. And it is true. We get treated badly. We get mistreated. But they haven't won the battle. We go through hardships. But it's important to remember, just as some of the previous psalms have reminded us, that God helps us and is with us and brings us through. And it doesn't mean that it won't hurt, that we just forget all the tough things that we've been through. The psalmist says the plough has ploughed upon my back, or the New International Reader's Version said they'd made deep wounds in my back. We carry the wounds of the hard things that we've been through, of the difficult things that we've struggled with. We carry those wounds, but they're a sign that they didn't defeat us because God is with us. When we felt tied up and restrained, God is the one who frees us and cuts the cords of the wicked. And then we've got this, I don't know, maybe we call it a request. May all those who hate Zion be driven back in shame. Well, what's this talking about? This is people on their way to worship God. They're traveling together to a location and they say, look, anyone who hates God, let them be turned away. They don't need to be here. We live in a time where we don't force people to go to church. It used to be the case in England a few hundred years ago that it was a legal requirement to go to church. It was literally illegal. If you missed, I think it was like 2 church services in a month, then you had broken the law. And this isn't the same way that you broke the law and you get away with it, hee hee hee. You could end up in prison for not going to church. So there were lots of people there who didn't really want to be there. And the psalmist is saying, look, if people hate God, if they're not interested, let them be turned back. Let them go back. They don't need to be here. But those of us who do want to give God thanks, let's go and give him thanks. And the psalmist goes on and says, look, those who don't want God, well, they're going to be like grass that grows on the roof of a house. It's not going to make very much of it. There's not going to be enough to feed people. They're not going to produce fruit in their lives. And we don't need to go out of our way to say, oh, may the Lord bless you, may the Lord bless you, when people keep rejecting those blessings. We invite them to come and worship with us, but we can't force someone to be blessed. We can't force someone to know the peace of God. God doesn't force himself on us, and we don't need to force ourselves on others or force God on other people. We can share testimonies, we can tell how great God is, but at the end of the day, it's up to people what they're going to do. They want to turn around, they're allowed to turn around. But if they want to produce fruit, we want to invite them to come up and meet with God. So I encourage you today, what are the things God has brought you through? Reflect on them and give thanks. Who are the people that we wish would come up to worship the Lord with us, that we know Jesus could set them free? We can't make them come to God, but we can invite them. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 129. God bless you and goodbye.